Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We turn now to the long recovery facing many of the victims of the Boston Marathon attacks as we meet Mary Daniel, one of the last bombing victims to be released from the hospital following the attack. Her dreams of becoming a doctor in the U.S. are now on hold. Life now is about mastering the basics again, such as learning to walk again. WBUR's Dolores Handy has the story of Mary Daniel, a young mother born in Haiti and living in Mattapan, who suffered severe injuries on Marathon Monday.
Mary Daniel isn't a runner, but she'd had such a fun time watching last year's marathon that she decided to see it from the finish line this year.
It was a beautiful day. Everybody was just so happy, and I wanted to be part of that energy and enjoying the day with everybody else.
The 31-year-old had moved closer to the music and other celebrations when she heard a loud noise.
And I was on the floor. And I still didn't understand what was happening. When I looked next to me, and there was a woman with the arms were gone. And that's when I understood something very tragic had just happened.
Mary lost her left leg, and much of the back of her right leg was blown away. She was rushed unconscious to Massachusetts General Hospital. It was 2 days before she woke up and discovered the extent of her injuries.
And also I had a lot of operations done in my stomach and below my breast because I had lost so much blood, and they had to find out whether or not I had some internal bleeding. And also apparently my heart stopped about 2 times. So they had to do some interventions just to keep the blood flowing.
Almost a month later, Mary is out of Mass General. She's been at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital in Charlestown just over a week.
I'm surviving. I can say I'm okay. I'm doing slowly but surely. I think I'm getting better every day. Yeah.
And she can measure that progress in a very real way.
I'm learning how to walk right now. I was so excited because I just started walking a couple of days ago. I'm like a little child, just took the first step. And I'm looking forward to every single session of therapy.
Around there. Okay. Do you want to wheel your chair down, or would you rather
walk
down?
Let me walk down.
Okay. As part of her recovery, Mary works with occupational therapist Becky Bultiglieri.
Occupational therapy means the little occupations that make up your day. Getting to the toilet safely, getting in the bathtub safely, adaptive strategies to get dressed when you can't quite reach your feet, you know, because of pain or other limitations. We teach people how to do their daily living tasks, get back to their daily routine.
Yeah, it's a lot of walking for me. Now I understand the baby when they have to take the first step. Yeah.
Oh, she's wonderful. She's extremely motivated. Yeah. She just always has this huge smile on her face.
There's no bitterness in Mary Daniel, but there is a reluctance to talk about her future. Before the bombings, she'd been studying for the boards to become certified as a doctor here.
I'm still in the state of whether or not I want to pursue medicine. I think it's a time for me to do some soul searching and realize what is it I really want to do. Because there's so much happening right now, I'm in a state of confusion as far as moving forward and career-wise. So right now, I would say I don't know.
Mary immigrated from Haiti to Massachusetts when she was 17. She studied pre-med at UMass Amherst, spent some time back in Haiti and in Europe before returning to Boston, where 6 years ago she got married. Her daughter is 5 years old and very much affected by what's happened. Mary says she doesn't want to talk about that. As for what Mary is most looking forward to?
To life. Because that's when the doctor came in, they were explaining all the damages and everything else that had happened. The only thing I could think of, I'm glad I'm still alive. And that's what I'm looking for, to life. Living life to the fullness.
Mary's optimistic outlook is clear as she talks about whether she wants answers from the surviving suspect in the bombing.
This was done as an act of evil, and I don't think I really want to dwell trying to understand why was this happening. All I can hope for is what's the best way we can eliminate this sort of things from happening, if we can prevent them from happening, and how we all come together that day And that's what was important to me. Not the evil part of it, but the best of us.
Boston Strong is her motto. She would not allow us to take a photo of her unless she was wearing that T-shirt.
I love Boston. And even the mountain itself, it's like the fabric of this town. And to have something like that happen during the mountain itself, it's like it's trying to break all the meshwork of the people of this town. And Boston Strong just reminds you, this is not going to happen. We are strong, we are here, and we're going to fight this. We're going to stand together. And we're going to help each other as much as we can.
Mary Daniel has a couple more weeks at Spalding Rehab. After that, outpatient therapy. Then, a lifetime of adjustments. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.